All right, ready for a deep dive. Today, we're tackling AI adoption, but not the techie stuff this time.
More like the leadership side, huh?
Exactly. Like, how do you steer a whole organization through this massive AI shift?
It is a huge shift, yeah. You know, what really stood out to me in this guide was how it emphasizes leadership. It's the linchpin.
That makes sense.
Not just implementing the tech, but really shaping the whole culture around it.
So you're saying it's more than just buying some fancy AI software.
Right. Like, imagine you're leading a company. AI is knocking on the door, yep. Right? Promising all these amazing things.
Sure.
And then
where do you even start? This guide really drives home that you need, like, a crystal clear vision.
A vision for what, exactly?
For how AI actually fits into your goals, your organization's goals, I mean.
So without that vision, what happens?
You're kind of wandering in the AI wilderness, no map, no compass.
Lost in the AI jungle.
Exactly. You might end up with all this cool tech, but no real impact.
I see. You could get distracted by shiny objects. Yeah. And we've seen it happen. Even big companies, you know, industry giants, they stumble because they lacked that direction.
They just got caught up in the hype.
The hype without a real plan.
Okay. So vision is key. But yeah. Then you got to get everyone on board, right? This guide talks a lot about buy-in from everyone, from top to bottom.
Yeah. And put yourself in the employee's shoes for a second.
Okay.
All of a sudden, there's AI systems popping up everywhere. It's got to be a little unsettling, right?
Yeah, a bit overwhelming, I imagine.
You might be excited, sure, but also worried. Like, what about my job? Is this AI going to make decisions that affect me?
And I won't even understand how those decisions are made.
Exactly.
So how do you, as a leader, deal with that? How do you make it less scary?
Well, the guide suggests radical transparency.
Radical.
Yeah, really upfront about how AI is going to be used, what's in it for the company, and this is crucial for the employees themselves.
So don't hide behind closed doors, right?
Right. Create spaces for, like, open and honest conversations. Acknowledge those fears.
Makes sense. Address the elephant in the room.
Because fear of the unknown, it's real. And then to actually turn that fear around, show people what AI can do.
Show, don't just tell. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. The guide calls it showcasing quick wins.
Instead of waiting years for some huge AI project to deliver.
Right, start small. Show tangible value. Show people that AI can solve problems they're facing right now.
It's like a proof of concept almost.
Yeah, and the guide even gives an example. A retail CEO who used AI for, personalized marketing and inventory optimization.
So two birds, one stone.
It's a classic win-win. Happier customers and a healthier bottom line.
Everyone's happy.
And it really highlights that strategic leadership. Mm. But of course, there are challenges. You know, it's not always smooth sailing.
Right. Let's talk about those roadblocks. What trips leaders up when it comes to AI adoption?
Well, one of the biggest ones is just like a lack of understanding.
Meaning?
A lot of people, they just don't get AI. It's this mysterious thing. They might not grasp what it can do or what it can't do.
That leads to fear, probably.
Fear, resistance. Some people might have like totally unrealistic expectations.
Thinking it's magic? So what's the solution there?
The guide emphasizes AI literacy.
Teaching people about AI, basically.
Yeah, giving them that foundational understanding so they can approach it with confidence, not fear.
Demystifying it.
That's it. And it's not just general awareness. It's also about targeted upskilling.
Like giving people the right skills for their specific roles.
Exactly. Your team might need to learn about natural language processing or computer vision, whatever's relevant to their work.
So they're not just using AI blindly. They actually understand how it works.
Right. And then another crucial point this guide makes is fostering a culture of innovation.
Because AI is all about innovation, right?
Think about it. Would you rather work somewhere where AI is seen as a threat or somewhere where it's an opportunity?
I think I know which one I'd pick.
And that's the kind of environment you need to create, a place where people are encouraged to experiment.
To play with these new tools.
Yeah, to try new things, tinker, explore.
Yeah.
Without being afraid to, you know, to fail.
Because failure is part of the learning process.
Exactly. And you also need to break down those silos between departments.
No more working in isolation.
Right. AI projects, they often need a multidisciplinary approach. You need IT, operations, marketing, maybe even finance, all working together.
So collaboration is key.
The guide actually has this cool example of an automotive manufacturer. They created an innovation lab.
An innovation lab? Sounds fancy.
Yeah, it's a space where engineers, operations folks, IT, they all come together to work on AI projects,
mm-hmm.
like AI-powered predictive maintenance systems, that kind of thing.
That's awesome. A space dedicated to playing with AI and coming up with new solutions.
It's all about fostering that collaboration, you know, getting those aha moments that happen when different minds come together.
I love that. Okay, so we've got vision, buy-in, literacy, culture, but what about the leaders themselves? What's their role in all of this?
Well, you know, it's not enough to just talk the talk.
Right, you got to walk the walk.
This guide really emphasizes that leaders need to really show their commitment through their actions.
And actions speak louder than words, right?
Exactly. So how do they actually do that? How do they become like AI champions?
Not just cheerleaders on the sidelines.
Right. One powerful way is to actually use AI tools themselves.
Use them, like in their own work.
Yeah, like think about those AI-driven dashboards for monitoring KPIs or AI-powered forecasting tools.
So they're using AI to make decisions, to run the business.
Exactly. It sends a strong message.
Yeah.
You know, it's like saying, hey, I'm not just asking you to do this. I believe in it myself.
Leading by example.
That's it. And it's not just about using the tools. Leaders also need to champion AI projects.
Champion? Like how?
Providing resources, removing roadblocks, maybe even getting involved in the details of a project.
So rolling up their sleeves and getting a little bit dirty.
Exactly. But it's also important to be transparent about the journey.
Because it's not always going to be perfect.
Of course not. There will be boats along the way. You know, some things will work, some things won't.
So be honest about that.
Yeah. Transparency is key.
Yeah.
Celebrate the wins, sure. But also be open about the challenges. Create a culture of continuous learning.
Where it's okay to make mistakes.
Exactly. Because you learn from those mistakes.
Right.
Okay, so we've talked about vision, culture, leadership. But there's another big piece this guide emphasizes.
Let me guess. Buy-in.
Buy-in. Getting everyone on board. Because you can have the best AI strategy in the world, but if you don't have the people with you, it's not going to work.
It's a team effort.
It is. So how do you get that buy-in? Especially from people who might be, you know, a little hesitant.
People who are afraid of the robots taking over.
Right. The guide suggests three things. First, involve stakeholders early.
Don't just spring it on them at the last minute.
Exactly. Bring them into the planning process. Get their input.
Make them feel like they're part of it.
Yeah, co-creation. And then second, address those concerns head on.
Because people will have concerns.
Of course. They'll have questions, anxieties. Don't ignore those.
Yeah.
Create spaces where people can voice those concerns and get answers.
So open and honest communication.
Exactly. And then the third thing. Remember those quick wins we talked about?
Yeah, showing people what AI can actually do.
That's a great way to build buy-in. Don't just talk about it. Show the results.
Concrete examples. Yeah. The guide had that example of the HR leader, right?
Oh, yeah. The one who involved employees in choosing an AI-driven talent acquisition platform.
Smart move.
It addressed concerns about bias, showed that AI wasn't replacing human judgment, and it got people excited about using the platform.
Because it was something they helped create.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about a lot of practical stuff, but there's one more crucial aspect we can't ignore.
The ethical side of AI.
Ethics. Because AI is a powerful tool, and with great power comes great responsibility.
Spider-Man, right?
You got it. So this guide emphasizes the importance of ethical considerations. And not just as an afterthought, it needs to be baked into the process from the beginning.
So making sure AI is used for good, not for evil.
Exactly. But how do you actually do that?
Yeah.
The guide suggests a framework. First, establish governance frameworks.
Governance frameworks sounds a bit formal.
It is, but it's important. Think of it as like setting the rules of the road for AI.
So policies, guidelines, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Making sure AI is developed and used in a way that's fair, transparent, and accountable.
Accountable to who?
To everyone. To the organization, to customers, to society as a whole.
Right. So it's not just about, you know, following the law. It's about doing what's right.
Exactly. But it's not enough to just have those rules.
Yeah.
You also need to monitor them. Make sure they're actually being followed.
Because AI is constantly evolving, right?
Constantly. And those ethical considerations need to evolve with it. So regular audits, monitoring for bias, that's all crucial.
Especially when you think about AI being used in, like, healthcare.
Oh, yeah. You definitely don't want AI making biased decisions about someone's health.
Life or death decisions.
Exactly. And then finally, privacy.
Yeah.
AI systems often deal with sensitive information.
People's personal data.
Right. So you need strong data security measures. Make sure people's privacy is protected.
Trust. The guide had that example of a healthcare provider, right?
Yeah, they formed an ethics committee to oversee AI development.
The smart move.
It shows they're taking it seriously, that they're not just throwing AI out there without without thinking about the consequences.
So it's about being responsible. Okay, we've covered a lot here. Vision, culture, ethics. But how do you know if it's actually working? How do you measure success?
Good question. And the guide has a whole section on that. Measuring the impact of AI.
Yeah.
Because you can't just assume it's going well. You need data.
Data-driven decision-making.
Exactly. So the guide outlines 5 key areas to track.
5. Okay, hit me.
First, employee adoption rates. How many people are actually using the AI tools?
So it's not enough to just have the tools. People need to be using them.
Right. Second, AI project success rates. Are the projects delivering what they promised? On time, on budget, and most importantly, achieving those business goals.
So holding AI accountable.
Exactly. Third, skill development. Are people actually learning the skills they need to work with AI?
Because just having the tools isn't enough. You need to know how to use them.
Right. Fourth, stakeholder satisfaction. How do people feel about the AI transformation? Employees, customers, partners.
So getting feedback.
Exactly. And then finally, the big one, business impact.
Bottom line.
Is AI actually delivering results? Cost savings, efficiency gains, revenue growth?
Show me the money.
Right. And the guide has this great example of a retail chain that shares quarterly updates on their AI-driven inventory management system.
Showing how it's actually making a difference.
Yeah, highlighting how it's reduced stockouts, increased customer satisfaction, that kind of thing.
So 5 key areas: adoption, project success, skill development, satisfaction, and business impact.
A dashboard for your AI journey.
I like that.
And by tracking these metrics, you know, leaders can really see how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need to adjust their strategy.
Because it's a journey, right? Not a destination.
Exactly. AI is constantly evolving, so you need to be constantly learning and adapting.
Speaking of learning, I want to go back to that question we asked our listeners earlier. What opportunities and challenges do you see with AI in your own work?
We're genuinely curious to hear your thoughts. Mm-hmm. What excites you about AI? What worries you?
Share your insights with us on social media or email. We'd love to hear from you.
Your perspectives really enrich this whole conversation.
Now, as we wrap up this part of the deep dive, there's one final thought from this guide that I keep coming back to.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It's this idea that AI at its heart isn't just about technology. It's about human potential.
I love that.
It's about using AI to amplify what humans can do, to solve bigger problems, to create new things.
It's not about replacing humans. It's about empowering them.
And that's where leadership comes in, right? Guiding people through this new world, making sure AI is used ethically, responsibly.
Creating a future where AI and humans work together.
A future where AI is a force for good.
Well said. And I think that's a perfect point to pause for now.
Welcome back, everyone. We've covered a ton of ground in this deep dive into leading in the age of AI.
From setting that initial vision all the way to those tricky ethical questions.
It's been quite a journey. And, you know, one thing that keeps sticking with me is that AI adoption, it's not like flipping a switch.
Right. It's not just, okay, we bought some AI, we're done. It's a process for sure.
It's like those companies that try to rush it, you know? They just want to check a box.
But that's where this guide really shines. It gives you that that roadmap for actually integrating AI into your organization's DNA.
Making it part of who you are, how you operate.
Exactly. So before we wrap things up completely, we really want to hear from you, our listeners. What are your experiences with AI?
Have you seen any of these challenges firsthand in your own workplace?
Or maybe you've seen some amazing opportunities that have you excited about the future.
Let us know. You can always find us on social media or drop us an email.
We love hearing your thoughts, your insights, because it adds so much to this whole conversation.
Now, as we close out this deep dive, there's one final thought from the guide that I just haven't been able to shake. It's subtle, but it really struck a chord with me.
Oh, I'm all ears. What is it?
It's this idea that AI, at its core, isn't just about technology. It's actually about human potential.
I see what you mean.
It's like, instead of thinking about AI replacing humans, we should be thinking about how AI can make us better.
Empowering us, right? To solve bigger problems, to be more creative, to make a real difference.
It's almost like a philosophical shift.
It is. And that's exactly where leadership is so crucial. It's about guiding people through this transition, making sure AI is used ethically, that it benefits everyone,
So leading with a vision of a future where AI and humans were not at odds with each other, but actually working together.
Working together to create something better. I think that's a fantastic point to end on.
It really is. As we move forward into this increasingly AI-driven world, let's remember that we have the power to shape how this technology is used to ensure that it serves humanity.
And that takes leadership. Strong, ethical, visionary leadership.
That's what we've been exploring in this deep dive. Thank you all for joining us. We hope you found it insightful, maybe even inspiring.
Until next time, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep leading with purpose in the age of AI.